The words of Hillel, the continuation of the Mishnah, says as follows: "Va'al tadin et chavercha ad shetagia limgumo," which means a person to begin with is not allowed to judge somebody till he comes and tagia limgumo, which basically means till you reach his place. Which means when a person sees, Rav Ovadia in Barcelona says, "Imraita chavercha shevali din isayom." As we know, every one of us, we have our own challenges. Everyone says, "Ein Adam Shein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Menaseh Oto." There is no human being at all whatsoever that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't put him to test, doesn't give him different types of challenges. If it's not this, it's going to be something else. So sometimes a person, how can it be that this guy is lazy? How can it be that this guy fails when it comes to this area? So comes Hillel HaZaken and tells us, "Add, you cannot judge ad shetagia limgumo." First of all, we know that in general we have a mitzvah, mitzvah lasede oraita, besedek tishput et amitecha. So that is based on this pasuk, besedek tishput et amitecha, which means with righteousness judge your friend. And that's where the Mishnah also says that have we done et kol adam lekaf zechut. You should really judge everyone positively, favorably. That is the kaf zechut. So based on this pasuk. So now over here, let's imagine somebody sees somebody else, another Jew, doing something improper. So how can it be the guy is, he cannot control himself? So comes the Hillel HaZaken, ad she tagia limgumo. What does that mean? Till you reach his place. So one of the sefarim of Harav Pele Yoetz, Harav Eliezer Papo, is a sefer called Orot Elim, which is a collection of some of the Gemarot and Midrashim, Zohar, other Sefarim, and he has a little bit commentary on the collection that what he has, and he has called the Sefer Orot Elim. So he brings, let's say, when it comes to the section Perkei Avot, some of the Mishnayot that he decided, and he made a commentary on them. So he says as follows. Says Kelal Gadol Batorah, Liyo Dan Et Kol Adam Lekav Zechut. This is a basic rule, as I mentioned, is a mitzvah that said Oraita, Bet Sedek Tishpot Et Amitecha, to judge everyone favorably. Veshul Edaber Toei Al Chavero. Person cannot speak negatively against the wrongdoing of somebody, because this way you create more peace and harmony amongst the Jews. Then he says, if a person comes to his in his mind and he says, "Ilu ha'iti ani kamohu bemi'ud yecholto," sometimes a person says, "How can it be that he made a mistake?" But listen, you know that he maybe doesn't have the same background, doesn't have the same potential, doesn't have the same amount of brain power, doesn't have the same amount of chokhmat Torah. So therefore, all of these things put together, mi'ud erko. So therefore, according to his way, he wasn't able to control himself. So therefore, if you yourself would have had the same exact scenario, can you be able to control yourself and not do that type of an avera? So therefore, va'alai l'shabeach l'adon hakol. A person is supposed to, at that moment, praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asher chanani va'adko azrani shelo liyod kamohu. Which means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped me out over here, gave me kochot to be able to pass the nisyonot that I have. So this is one nekuda that a person should put the whole entire picture together. Let me just end one nekuda that is Harav Chidas's. Harav Chaim Yosef David Azulai writes regarding this Mishnah. Val tadin et chavercha shetagia limgumo. He says as follows. He says it means, he says, "Ad shetagia limkumo," which means in Gan Eden. Sometimes a person sees someone, says, "Ah, what is this? The guy cannot do this mitzvah, that mitzvah, whatever it is." Ad shetagia limkumo, our ultimate place is in Gan Eden. So he says, if you see someone doing something wrong, so of course, if a person is close enough, you should hocheach tochiach et amitecha. Person could mention 1 point, 2 points, whatever it is, that you could hopefully try to help the individual. He says, however, if a person says, and imagines negatively regarding that individual, he says, "Ad shetagia limgomo." It could be when you reach your ultimate destiny, and he reaches his ultimate destiny in his domain, which is going to be in Gan Eden, he is going to be above you. Why? Why should that be? Says, what I see, it doesn't fit the same location. Says Arab Chida, Yitahen. It could be, as we know, famous saying of the, Chuvat HaLevavot, and others if I'm right about this, Arab Chafetz Chaim brings it, that the more that a person is talked about negatively, and he does not deserve it, so therefore all the zechuyot of those individuals who spoke against this individual are going to be given to him, and all of his averot, the one that he was spoken against, is going to be given to individuals that spoke against him. So therefore, he says, you should know, v'natnu lo zechuyot she'asa asher diber alav. And therefore, ubaze nishlam. All of those zechuyot together, that individual that you see not fit, you see him not being able to do all the mitzvot what you do, he becomes completed through your zechuyot and other individuals' zechuyot that they have, and that individual baze nishlam. So you cannot know where everyone is going to end up at shetagia limgumo, till you reach the ultimate place, which is going to be Olam HaEmet, Gan Eden.